Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the nerdiest new tech so you don't have to read a 40-page RFC before breakfast.
And thank goodness for that. I'm Jamie, your resident What Does That Button Do expert.
And I'm Alex, who may or may not have read the RFC twice. Today, we're building something super cool, an agent-to-agent, or A2A protocol agent in Python, hot off its shiny new V1.0 release.
Ooh, A2A. Is that like when two bots have a secret handshake in binary?
Basically, but with fewer awkward pauses and more cryptographic signatures.
Now you're speaking my language. Sort of. Can we break this down for the mere mortals like myself?
Let's start simple. The A2A protocol is an open standard, now at version 1.0, for letting different AI agents talk to each other, even if they're built on different frameworks, by different vendors, or running on different clouds.
So, like, my chatbot and your data wrangler bot could finally be friends without arguing about which API to use.
Exactly. Think of A2A as the universal translator for AI agents. Where the older MCP protocol lets a single agent use tools and access data, A2A is about letting entire agents connect, discover each other, and delegate tasks.
So MCP is like asking your own assistant to fetch coffee. And A2A is like sending your assistant to ask someone else's assistant to get the coffee.
Nailed it. And now, thanks to support from all the big players, AWS, Google, Microsoft, you name it, A2A is officially production ready, with 150 organizations backing it and almost 24,000 GitHub stars.
That's more stars than my GitHub profile has combined. Ouch.
The 1.0 release brought some slick features. First, signed agent cards. These are like digital business cards for agents, but now they're cryptographically signed, so you know you're not talking to a fake bot pretending to be someone else.
No more catfishing in the agent world. I like it.
There's also multi-tenancy. One server endpoint can now host lots of agents rather than spinning up a new server for each. And version negotiation. Agents can advertise which protocol versions they speak, so old and new agents can coexist peacefully.
That's like when my grandma and I try to text. She's still on T9, I'm on emoji overload, but somehow we make it work.
Exactly. A2A just formalizes the grandma compatibility layer.
All right, let's get our hands dirty. How do we actually build one of these agents in Python?
Step one, set up your environment. You'll want Python 3.10 or later and the official A2A SDK. Just spin up a virtual environment, then pip install A2A server and uvicorn. That gets you all the right dependencies for serving A2A requests.
And uvicorn is for running the server, right? Not for summoning unicorns?
Sadly, no unicorns, just blazing fast ASGI servers.
Missed opportunity.
Next, you define your agent's skill and publish it as an agent card. The agent card is a chunk of JSON that says, here's what I can do, here's how to reach me, and here's my protocol version. In our example, we create an EchoBot skill. It just repeats whatever the user sends.
The classic hello world of chatbots. It's like the digital version of talking to yourself, but more polite.
Exactly. And every field in the agent card, like input modes, output modes, tags, matches up with the SDK's type definitions. No mystery fields, no why doesn't this work headaches.
Spoken like someone who's definitely never yelled at their terminal.
Never, not once. Step three, the agent executor. This is where your agent's brain lives. You subclass agent executor, implement the execute method, and handle incoming requests.
So when someone says, echo this back, the executor does the heavy lifting?
Yep. It updates the task status, working, completed, etc., and streams updates back to the caller. The SDK handles all the event queue stuff, so you just focus on the logic.
Okay, we've got our agent code. How do we run this bad boy?
Fire up server.py with uvicorn. The SDK wires up all the routes for you. Your agent card gets published at well-knowns agent-card.json, and your agent listens for A2A calls on port 9999.
And to test it, I just curl the agent card endpoint and then send a JSON RPC request?
Exactly. But watch out, and this is a learn from our pain tip. If you don't include the A2A version 1.0 header in your JSON RPC call, you'll get a version error. The SDK defaults to the old 0.3 format unless you explicitly specify 1.0.
Ah, the classic, it works on my machine until you forget one header. Been there.
We all have. Once you add the header, you'll get a nice response. Your agent echoes back the message, marks the task completed, and you can see the result right in your terminal.
So in under half an hour, you can have your own agent talking to any other A2A compliant agent out there. That's wild.
It's like the start of an AI agent block party. Everybody's invited, as long as they bring their own signed card.
Well, that was awesome. I feel like I could actually build an A2A agent now, or at least explain it at a tech meetup without sweating through my shirt.
That's the goal. For all our listeners, if you give this a shot, let us know what you build or what you accidentally break. We love both stories.
Don't forget to subscribe, give us a 5-star review if you learned something, and as always, keep your agents talking.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. See you next time, where we'll probably be explaining something else the robots just invented.
Bye, folks.
Bye.